Unit 12, page 116. Watch the lecture. Part D. Listen for details.
In information technology, we often talk about data. Today I'd like to talk about big data. As you know, data simply means information or facts about a person or a topic. So then, what is big data? Big data means groups of data that are very large or very complex. Today I'd like to focus on three aspects of this topic. First, the ways that big data is collected and stored. Second, some everyday uses of big data. And third, some concerns about using big data, especially privacy concerns. First, the collection process. All kinds of data are collected all the time. But who is collecting this data? Well, banks collect information about their customers' credit card purchases. Insurance companies collect information about their patients' visits to the doctor. Internet providers collect information about what websites you visit. Entertainment companies collect information about what music you listen to and what movies and TV programs you watch. And the list goes on and on. What you do, what you buy, what you like, even who you like, it's all collected by someone. Information becomes data when we save it, when we store it for future use. How do we store data? We store it through digitization, which means converting or changing information, including images and sounds, into byte streams, which are sequences of bytes. Once the data is stored in byte streams, we can then use special software programs to access and analyze it, to find patterns and create models. Because of the power of computer technology, all of this data can be compared in many, many ways. And guess what? This creates new data. More and more data every moment. In fact, the amount of data in the world is increasing all of the time. Some say the amount of data doubles. Increases two times every 2 years. Now, let's look at some uses of data. Maybe you're thinking, so, there's a lot of data in the world. So what? Well, one way to look at big data is to consider the potential benefits for individuals. You may not realize it, but our lives are affected by big data every day, probably in some ways you don't even think about. For example, when I woke up this morning, I made coffee and then checked the weather. I wanted to know, is it going to rain? Should I take my umbrella? And, thanks to big data, I saw that yes, the forecast called for rain. Forecasts come from weather scientists who collect large amounts of weather data, like temperature changes and cloud movement, analyze it with computers, and then look for weather patterns, all so they can accurately predict the weather. And yes, help us make decisions. And then this morning, I checked the news on my tablet. And guess what? My favorite news website had topics and stories that interest me. How? Because it analyzes the reading patterns of thousands of other people using their website and finds stories that interest people like me. Oh, and it also tells me what my friends are reading because it knows who my friends are. That's a little weird, right? But yes, it's also helpful for me. It helps me learn things. Another thing I wanted to do this morning was plan a trip. So I visited my favorite travel website. I entered the information about where and when I want to go. And the website quickly found the best available flights and hotels with the lowest prices. With just a few clicks, and before I'd finished my morning coffee, my trip was planned, all using big data. Another benefit for me. It saves time. After I booked my trip, I checked the map app on my phone to plan my trip to the airport. I entered the day and time I planned to go. Then big data analyzed the traffic patterns and told me the best route to the airport from my house and how much time it should take me to get there. So I won't have to worry about being late. And that helps me too. Less stress. So those are some everyday uses of big data and some ways that big data helps us in our everyday lives. And clearly, big data does have benefits. But we also pay a price for these benefits. Big data is following us, and our right to privacy is in danger. Every time we use our phones, make a credit card purchase, or surf the web, we leave a trail of evidence. Same thing when you apply for a credit card, or insurance, or a loan. When you apply for a job or for a school, you're leaving a trail, and data collectors are following it. Our trail can be captured, stored, and mined. Data miners can look into our personal lives, and they can also share this information. But is this fair? Who can collect this data? Who can use this data? And is the information about you accurate? These are some of the big concerns about big data.